Okay, can everybody hear me? Well, good. So welcome everyone. My name is Tamer Nassif. I lead the Tizen products within here. I wanted to just go through some of the offerings we have from here for the Tizen ecosystem. So let's go ahead and get started. First, I'll just start by going through a quick video on some of our here offerings real quickly, and then we can really start. So good. I wanted to start by this video, so at least we discussed some of the things we do at here. So this is just a brief history of how here was formed. Basically, we were in 1985. We were formed as a company. We basically led the navigation technology industry in the beginning. Just the key highlights I wanted to go through here is around 2002, 2003, we created the first maps, a mobile phone. Nokia acquired Navtech, which we are basically, we are originally Navtech, around 2007. In 2012, here was formed as a Nokia business that was basically formerly an Navtech, and now we are still part of the Nokia, you know, main three businesses. We basically view ourselves as a location cloud provider. We have the social cloud from Facebook, retail cloud, Amazon, search cloud is Google. We view ourselves as a location cloud of the future. We pretty much have a very large number of transactions daily. You know, we have over 300 cars around the globe collecting data. Around 80,000 people actually creating maps. 2.7 million map changes per day. Over 75,000 venue maps. Over 97 countries with voice guidance, and 41 countries with traffic data. And we have mapped 196 countries. So pretty much, this is why we view ourselves as a location cloud. We have over 2.8 billion transactions weekly going through our servers and backends, mainly 7 billion map tiles interactions weekly, and the other number is around 101 billion traffic transactions going through. So briefly, we'll go through what we offer from a business to business, so we really start the heart of this. So from a B2B, we offer... First level of offering is a map content. Second level of offering would be like a REST offering, such as Places API, Batch Geocoder, Map Tiles, Traffic APIs, Venue Maps, and Routing APIs. And third, we have an SDK for Android, iOS, Tizen, and here Maps API for JavaScript. We won't go too much, of course, in iOS and Android. But today we'll focus more on the HTML5 offering for JavaScript and the Tizen SDK for third-party developers. We have, of course, a very, very large partners and customers network, and this is pretty much, we work with them on automotive. We are the leading automotive provider, we work with them, we work with pretty much most industry players and partners. So I think it's time to really get into the main part of this presentation and to really discuss what we have to offer for Tizen developers. Pretty much we have two main offerings. You know, we have a Maps engine for native application developers, and we have a web-based for web-based apps, we have a JavaScript HTML5 map canvas rendering. We on the native app parts, we pretty much go have a C++ library that is developed specifically for a Tizen ecosystem, and it's meant to be used as a REST wrapper to be used by pretty much anybody on a Tizen community to build map services. This is meant for really third-party app developers. Web-based, this is what, and again, I think we've discussed this in a workshop on a developer conference last year. In Seoul. So I will go briefly through this, but then we can also go through our based offerings as well. And our web-based offering we're offering because again, we see that HTML5 is one of the core components of the Tizen ecosystem, and we wanted to also provide a comprehensive solution both for web-based and for native-based developers. And generally, everything pretty much goes to the same back end. We have pretty much what we feel is the highest quality mapping services and features and contents in the industry. We are in pretty much most of 9 out of 10 cars we provide data for. So we pretty much are offering data also to third-party, to Tizen developers as well. So quickly, this is some of the features that we're offering for the developers. Maps, we have pretty much the highest quality map data, fresh data, not up to date. We have fast rendering. We have street level. We have satellite. We have terrain views. Routing, we have multimode routing, car routing, pedestrian routing, public transport. Places, we offer search services in over 200 countries. We offer geocoding and reverse geocoding. And we have POI search. So, again, this is available for both web-based offering and for a native offering. So this is one of the things, we want to highlight that we really are offering a very good a good value proposition for developers to go ahead and use our stuff. This is our current architecture in the Maps engine that we are offering. Pretty much we are deployed as an add-on library. We're distributed as a static library that's part of the application. It's basically relying on all of the native Tizen framework components. We have our Maps engine, and we have an HMaps library that's wrapping that Maps engine. Pretty much it can be used by any native developers. It's a C++ based library, but in the end, it is a REST based wrapper. We have this as part of a Tizen.org website. If you are interested, this is how you really download it. You basically go to the Tizen.org website, you click on a download SDK, and you click on an add-on SDK. You will see the Maps powered by here part, and that's where you actually download it, and you add it to the Eclipse IDE, and that's where you start using it. And there is a very extensive tutorial there, and we're going to go briefly through some of this tutorial. But I'm not really intending to go through the C++ library today. I'm intending more to go to the HTML5 JavaScript offering that we have. This is needed for everybody who uses our services and offerings. We have that you have to register with our website. You have to go to developer.here.com. You have to register as a developer. You obtain what we call an app ID and a token ID. And pretty much those app ID and token IDs you copy and paste and you initialize your services with. And this is pretty much what you have in this page. You initialize the HMaps application with our app ID and token ID and the locales. So this is pretty much needed actually in the JavaScript. You need this credentials and in the native part. So as a developer, you have to obtain those anyway. Second is basically, this is just a brief overview of how to render a map in C++. You just use a namespace and you initialize a map from the main canvas. And here you could see that I'm setting the zoom level to be 15 and I'm adding the coordinate for the city of Berlin, long latitude. And basically this will render a map for you. This is just a snippet of how to add an object markers to a canvas. You have your map object, and you just basically add this map object to a certain coordinate, and you could set the anchor points there. I will not go into this. I just wanted to show some snippets of code that we can share later, because I would like to go into our JavaScript offering further. But this is also a simple of routing and reverse geocoding. And again, just to see, this is a simple form that we created, for example, on a native developer website. And we just basically added this code, and we created a map canvas that we can share with you a little bit later on. The execute route query is something that, you have source and destination, long lat that you give. And as you can see here from when you execute the launch, the route query, you have the get coordinate for a marker. We have had the markers and set source and set destination. And then you basically you set the travel mode to be either pedestrian or car or public transport and execute the query. So when you execute the query, you get the results of your routing in a callback, in an async callback. And pretty much this is what you get. You get a list of coordinates and a list of lines that you can form into polygons. And this is pretty much how you render your polygons. You set the line colors. You basically convert your polygon to be an object that's drawn on the map canvas. And if you want to remove it, you remove it. So I will briefly, I'll just go through. This is exactly the code snippets that we went through. That basically we have source destination, we initialize the map canvas, and we have drawn a route. But again, I think I'm really trying to focus on the second part of the presentation. Again, this is just an overview of the features. And this is, you could download today from our from the Tizen.org website, and you're ready to use these services right away. So the next part we would like to go through is HereMaps API for JavaScript. And this is pretty much, they have very similar features to our Tizen engine, except this is going to be JavaScript-based, and it supports HTML5. And as we know, Tizen is really going towards multiple form factors and multiple devices. So we feel like this could be a really good good source of location-based services for all Tizen-based products. We've tried this with TVs. We've tried it with mobile devices. So it works very well also. So it depends on what your needs are as a developer. You could use a native wrapper or you could use a JavaScript-based wrapper. So this is just a code snippet of the host page setting because I won't go through this in a coding tutorial that we will go through. And what you see here is pretty much first four or five lines here is where you set up the host page to get, you have an event components, you have a services components, you have a UI components, and you have some of our cascaded style sheets for the maps. So I won't go through this part in a tutorial, but I just wanted to highlight some of these code snippets. And now I will actually, as a developer, you still have to go through a registration website. And you could go to developer.here.com, sign in, and apply for a credentials. And when you apply, this is the same thing you do in a native engine part. You have to get your app ID and token ID from our website, and you start using it. Of course, one of the things I want to mention is that you have limited transactions. You will be able to use for an individual developer applications. I think those transactions are very reasonable. But if you are trying to go above a certain threshold, you're gonna have to discuss that with our business unit, and you have to have to pay for some of this because it reaches certain thresholds. And I will go through some of these limitations right after this presentation. So the second part here is that I have a video I would like to go through with a tutorial on how we actually can. That's okay. It's not needed anymore. We have a video of how we actually can create a map, and this map can be rendered on your TV. It can be rendered on mobile devices. Can be rendered anywhere. I will go ahead and start the video, and I will, as we go through the video, I will just add my comments. So I will not go through a setup part at all, because I think I've gone through some of that already in a code. But this is pretty much a JavaScript-based app that we have written. As you can see here, we have a credential part that we have that we already have obtained from a developer.here.com. And this is pretty much how you create a map component. You create a map document. Pretty much you have to set up a default layer, and that default layer basically is what specifies whether using normal view, satellite view, terrain view, and your options, which basically will set what is your zoom level, what's your desired zoom level, what's your center of long lat on a device. So here, for example, we have just shown normal view. Now it's going to be satellite view. We also have our options, which basically you specify the default zoom level of your map. But this only does create static maps. So this doesn't really allow you, for example, to handle events, to handle gestures on the map. But it just really allows you to create a static map. And so as you see here, this is a center point for a city of London. So this is very simple. We're just rendering this on a Safari browser. And we zoom level here is 12. And as you can tell from the right-hand side, it's just a simple map canvas. So this was what we discussed. This is setting up the host. So here we're trying to add the event components, which will basically allow you to handle gestures on a map. And that's what we're actually using to make the map interactive. So this will allow you to zoom in, zoom out, pan in, pan out. And this is actually just a default behavior that you will see on any map that we have. And again, the point of this tutorial is to really go through and show you how simple is it to really create these maps. And these maps pretty much would be running across multiple devices on any ecosystem. They would actually be able to handle the touch events properly, even on a mobile devices. So we just wanted to go quickly how simple is it to do something like this. So here we just added the event handler component. And as you see here is that once that is done, we basically can pretty much do anything we want with this map. We can zoom in, zoom out, we could pan, we could do whatever we want from an event handling standpoint. And again, this is all part of our platform offering. The developers doesn't need to do anything. Most of the common scenarios for developers would be if he's writing an application and he wants to show the location of a specific address. So, you could do that very simply by adding these 4 or 5 lines of code. The other part here is that we wanted to add a UI component. And this, again, a default UI component is part of our service offerings. And what you will see here is that once we add this component, you will just have a zoom in, zoom out keys, and you could actually change the views from satellite to traffic to whatever. And here we're just adding the style sheets to match the UI component. We think this is all very simple. And all this tutorial and this presentation will be available to you if you're interested in using some of this. And we also have our developer.here.com, which I will go through briefly once this tutorial has gone through. And at this point, it should be very simple. Just go apply for credentials, start writing maps, and apply them across multiple devices and form factors. It will work. We're just adding the UI elements, and it's just really one line of code here that will add a plus and minus for zoom in, zoom out, and for view, normal terrain, and whatever. Here, as you can see here, this is a map component which we have just created, the variable map and the default layer, and that pretty much, once you execute this, it will just come up, and you can use this on a mobile devices. You could use it anywhere you want. So this is what we just created, this UI component, and this is a view that we can use. And so you could show also the traffic flow around the city of London, that's pretty much this part. The next part of this tutorial, we will actually set a source and destination and calculate a route, and we'll show you what it takes. So you, in order to really calculate a route, you have to obtain the routing services from our platform. So this is a code that does that actually. Where you get the routing services, and once you get the routing services, you execute a routing query, and when you execute a routing query, once that query is ending, once it's executed and we get the data, we receive the data and we basically get it in a form of long lat, and we strip it here so that it shows up in a polygon, and we show this map view to be rendered properly. So here, this is pretty much our long lat. This is our execution query. where this is your waypoint is your source and your destination. So here we're routing from the city of London to the city of Cambridge. And this mode is the fastest mode, and it's a car transport mode. So for this, we basically just execute calculate route, and we have the function that does that basically gives us the results. We have the function in case for error handler, and pretty much what you will see in this part is that we have calculated the route, and you could actually specify also the type of the polygons that you want to create with this route. So this will actually execute, but it will not render because we just calculated the route. Here we wanted to show what is the data that we are actually getting. So this is this was actually here. This would be the routing query. One second. So this is our app ID, token ID, and this is our query, and this was our response that we got from a server. So that response would be embedded in the result. In the result section, so we just here we copied and pasted this code to render the polygon, and again it should be all of this is available on our website. It shouldn't be very difficult for anybody to go ahead and if you are writing a business application to go and route from your source of the user to a destination of your address and do so. So here you obviously can see that we copied and pasted the code. And the key point here is the add object polyline. That's the polyline The key point here is the add object polyline, which two things. So add the object polyline will basically add the polyline for the route. And if set view boundary basically will set your view boundary so it fits within the route that's being displayed. And that's pretty much our tutorial that I wanted to go through. One more thing, actually. We wanted to, most likely, if you want to do this, you want to add a map object, such as a marker or anything that you want. So we will add a map marker here. And again, it should be just creating a marker and appending it to the map. So this will be your route here. And this will be your map view that you go from the city of London to Cambridge. And again, this is portable to in pretty much most platforms, most ecosystems that we have. And last but not least, we will just add a marker here. So this will just add two markers quickly. I will run through this. And that will be the two markers that we just added here. So I think that will end our tutorial. But I think I'd like to go back to our presentation. And this is pretty much going through the same code snippets that we went through. This is how you initialize the map data. And you have your app ID, token ID. And this is, for example, where you want to be the center of data, long lat, and a zoom level. And second is basically just code snippets on how to create a reverse geocoding query and a routing query. And just to recap some of our features that we just went through. So again, this is HTML5 canvas-based rendering, so this will work on pretty much most platforms. We have mouse and touch enabled, map tiles enabled, routing, geocoding, reverse geocoding. And again, this is what I focused on today, but we have, again, the C++ part, which we feel would be really... It has its purposes. There's certain performance KPI that we have in there and rendering frames per second. Here we have basically a framework for people to start really creating application quickly and to really deploy them across all the ecosystems. And I think you have the freedom to use whatever you want from that standpoint. I will go briefly through our developer website. So just to go through some of this with you. So this is pretty much our developer website, developer.here.com. Usually when you want to register for an app ID, token ID, you push the get started part, and then you could go through, applying for credentials. Sorry, I have no connectivity. But and this is pretty much the JavaScript part where we have all type of tutorials that we went through. The other part I wanted to go through here is the transaction limits. And so we have really multiple plans, but most developers use what we call a base plan, which we have, and in that base plan, we pretty much have unlimited map tiles, up to like 10 million map tile rendering per month. And we have 10,000 transactions between geocoding, routing, and search. So if you have a really nice application, it's really good. But if you exceed those type of transactions, that pretty much you will have to discuss this with our website. You know, there is a link on the website where you could go and discuss the business terms of this. And of course, if you are a large provider, we work very closely with you. If you are interested in having a large volume transactions, I think this is done on an individual basis. In the end, I think, you know, we pretty much, I believe, offer a really, really very, very fresh and strong contents for end users and for developers. And we offer you really multiple solutions to work with. I think you have to choose what you want to work with. And at the end of the day, we feel like we are offering you a really good value for what you use. So that's pretty much what I have. If you have further questions, you go to developer.here.com. You could contact me and you could contact Sean. And we're pretty much here to support you in whatever we can do. Any questions? We haven't... We are working on this, but we can't tell you. We're thinking about something there, but yeah, this is something we're thinking about right now, and we're at this point trying to formulate what we want to do, but yes, this is something that we're thinking about. Not right now. This will be probably more public later on, but I can't tell you right now. Good. Thank you very much.